Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. The change of season from summer to autumn never fails to remind me of the words from Ecclesiastes that there is a season for everything. It's the natural order. The changes of season are also a glimpse of the Lord's faithfulness to us in the natural cycles of our life. Years ago, we had a perennial garden, and we enjoyed observing the array of flowers from the early spring bloom to autumn dormancy. During the autumn of each year, we would harvest hundreds of bulbs from the original 7 Asiatic and Oriental lilies we had planted when we first began gardening. We would spread those bulbs throughout the garden and wait for them to trumpet their glory under the summer sky in symphony with the other bloomers throughout our garden. Seeds and bulbs, recreation at its best, and the cycle would go each year the same. The plants never fail to perpetually glorify the Creator in just being what they were created to be. Throughout Scripture, gardens are the metaphorical image of our life with the Lord. I kindle to the glimpse of this that we are given in the book of Isaiah. He writes, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and return not thither, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to sower and bread to eater, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish for which I purpose and prosper in the things for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign which shall not be cut off." In the New Testament, Jesus uses the image of a mustard seed for the perpetual propagation of God's kingdom here on earth. Mustard is similar to kudzu in that it's invasive, wildly winding its way through the soil. It quietly invades the land. Interestingly enough, when Jesus spoke about this, he was speaking to Jews who valued order and had strict rules about keeping a tidy garden. They even had a law against planting mustard seed. It messed with their system. Jesus had the chutzpah to compare the kingdom of God to an invasive plant. Their problem was that many of them had a lofty idea about what the kingdom of God should look like and how it should grow. In their minds, a militant order was foremost, that and size, conquering size. They probably envisioned the tall cedars of Lebanon rather than an untamed bush from a mustard seed, spreading wherever it pleased, messy, difficult to keep under control. What they couldn't imagine is God's kingdom subtly and subversely taking over their well-ordered garden world. Their vision of God's kingdom included a conquering hero in the stature of the cedars of Lebanon. Their vision of God's kingdom included a frontal attack on the empires and governments of the world. Power to the people. Their vision of God's kingdom did not include a small act of faith like a mustard seed. Their vision didn't kindle to the idea of a subtle contagion spreading through one little beautiful life, one little act of hospitality, one little act of mercy, one little act of grace, one little act of forgiveness, one little act of trust at a time. I wonder what this world's kingdom would look like if our corners of God's garden grew like mustard plants. Methinks that the kingdom of God would invade the world with every seed of love, mercy, forgiveness, long-suffering, gentleness, peace, hope, and grace that we allowed the Lord to plant in the soil of our corner of the garden. And little by little, the garden would unite with another's garden, and then another's, and then happy day, the trees of the field would clap their hands. I wonder what the Lord may be up to in our gardens right now. He, the master gardener, wants to tend to us, to prune us, to fertilize us, to water us. He desires to cover us for necessary dormancy or expose us in due season to warmth and light. To everything there is a season. Holy Spirit of God, would you grant us the fortitude to remain in the soil of your everlasting love for us? Help us to sow seeds of your love with a patient and joyful spirit in our corners of your garden. Holy Spirit of God, would you grant us insight into the corners of our garden that are dark and untended? Help us to sow seeds of hope and love where weeds threaten to choke us and crowd out your light. Holy Spirit of God, would you recreate in the empty spaces of our gardens something of your beauty and goodness? Help us to cultivate your beauty for others to behold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hey everyone, this is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Come Follow Me and the With You Always podcast. I wanted to take a minute to invite you to check out the Come Follow Me online community. We've developed this community to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. You can join groups or start one of your own, participate in community discussions, and even join online programs and courses. The community is free and is growing quickly. Whether you're just getting started in the faith or you are leading others, this community is here to support you. Check it out now at comefollow.me/community. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.co. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.